you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk. I'm your host, Tanisha Javon. This is where we have conversation and get things off our chest. So sit back, relax, grab your snack, fill up your glass, and let's chat.
I'm your co-host, Mitra, and I just want to give a special shout out and thanks to all of our international listeners, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Canada, New Zealand, Switzerland, Germany, Singapore, Australia, Denmark, Bahamas, France. Woo, y'all almost lost my breath. There's so many of y'all. Thank y'all. And of course, to our home, United States, thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
Yes, I love it.
One more thing.
I have some great news. According to our geographic location, we have some new listeners.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So also want to give a special shout out to United Kingdom, Poland, Brazil, Kenya, Sint Maarten, Portugal, Belize, Ghana, Sweden, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia, Dominican Republic, Ivory Coast, Tanzania, and South Korea.
Thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
And make sure you subscribe.
So now, let's get into this episode.
Yes, let's do it.
Now, before you continue, this episode may have some language that is sensitive or offensive to others. So, listen at your own risk.
What up, what up, what up, what up, y'all? It's your girl, Mitra, and my lovely host, Miss Tanisha Javon.
What's up?
Girl, it's been a minute. The COVID got us both, girl.
I know.
And got us in a headlock.
Right. We wasn't even around each other.
I know. How crazy is that?
It is crazy.
Y'all mask up and social distance.
Absolutely. I was following CDC guidelines at the restaurant. It was some people that sat near me. All I did was take my mask off to eat and coffee.
And they sat beside you. See, look at the devil.
Yep. What? Right.
You was about to say, won't he do it? Yes, the devil will do it too. So, today, I put your girl on this show, Fear Thy Neighbor. I'm kind of obsessed with documentaries and shows on the ID channel. Just about, you know, stuff like people killing people and stuff like that. I don't know. I love it.
She loves the shows, y'all.
No. I love every show on the ID channel. So we were having a conversation and we thought that we would talk about this. Neighbors. There was one episode. There was a doc on the water and his grandkids and his kids was using it. And the other guy thought that he owned it. Surveyors came out. Both of them were being immature about it.
Yeah, I agree.
And the surveyor never could get out. And the survey normally is the legal definition of the property, right? But it was never like the survey cannot decide on a case. So it has to go to a judge. So they were supposed to go to court. It just didn't make the court. Because the guy, what'd he do? He played the judge, the jury,
exactly.
And the executioner of everybody. Tell him about it, T.
Yes. So he really got upset about this property. And it's so crazy. Like Beecher said, like certain things can, you know, be handled a different way. But some people just want to like play God and be the jury, the verdict. The judge, everything.
And executioner. And it's correct. Not that way.
And he decided he wanted to take matters in his own hands because he felt like he wasn't getting his way when it came to the property.
Now, let me ask you a question. Did he end up killing himself too, or did he go to jail?
You know what? I think he ended up killing himself. Because I don't recall him going to jail.
And you know, this is my thing. You're not going to get to enjoy it either if you're going to kill everybody and kill yourself. I mean, honey, move away. Move away.
Exactly. Speaking of that, it was another episode, and I was telling you I felt a certain kind of way about when you're moving, when you're buying a house, that you find some neighbors that you're getting into an altercation with, and then you try to sell your house, but then the market is horrible. and you find yourself stuck.
Honestly, I don't think you would have that problem right now because the market is biggity booming. Houses on the market are going fast. I think this was way back when the market crashed. And you know what, T? There was another episode that I saw. There was a couple. They were going to sell their property. And they had already said, you know what, we're getting out of here. And the neighbor killed them right before the realtor called and left a message and said they had a buyer.
Yep, I remember seeing that as well. And it was crazy. And the scary thing about it is, it's your freaking neighbor.
Right.
It's someone that you could get rid of. It's your freaking neighbor.
So let me tell y'all my story. I lived in a home that I have sold because I could see the Fear Thy Neighbor antics coming. Now, I never heard of the show Fear Thy Neighbor until probably about a year ago. And I caught a couple of episodes. And then recently, I've just been kind of binge watching. Not as much as my sister here, but she got it in. So she can tell me about the whole dang on thing. So most of these problems are very, very minute. They're very small problems, very, very small problems that can be handled so easily. So I had an issue one day. I was coming home from work, and the development that I lived in, the houses were like right on top of each other. So you had maybe two cars could fit in my driveway and two or three in front of the house. Before it started to get into the neighbor's house, which the street is public. For anyone who doesn't know, anybody can park in front of your house. They can't block your driveway. So this is something that I've learned the hard way as well. But anywho, so it was my neighbor's grown kid. It was her friend's boyfriend. So they were blocking my driveway, and you know, I get home at the same time every day. So I got home, you know, pulled in. I normally back in. So I pulled in front of my driveway and pulled like I was about to back up, and they're blocking my driveway. So they see me, I see them. I give them a little, you know, I'm going to give them a couple seconds, still not moving. They actually get out of the car and start hugging and kissing. Now, again, this is not the neighbor. This is the neighbor's daughter's grown friends, in front of my driveway. So, you know, I get pissed, and I maybe shouldn't have done this. So I lay on the horn till they move out of my way. Like, I mean, I laid on the horn for like probably a minute, two, three straight. I had a loud ass horn at that time. So they moved or whatever, and I threw that thing in reverse and threw that thing in the driveway, girl. Almost ran through the driveway, how pissed I was. So anywho, I went in the house, you know, and I told my husband about it, and he was like, really? I can't believe they did it. This, that, and the other. So day previous, he had pressure washed the house. We had a camera outside of our house. Well, he had unplugged the camera, and they saw that it was unplugged. So I wake up the next morning, and my tire is completely flat. It's the one closest. It's the driver's tire closest to their house. And I was like, I know they did this. No, they didn't. So I have a conversation with the owners of the home, which are her parents. And I'm like, I think your daughter slashed my tire. No, she would never do that. And Tanisha, I was so upset. I was like, in my mind, I could see it going a Fear Thy Neighbor way, because that has happened on episodes where people slash tires, where people put nails in the ground so the neighbor will drive over nails. You saw the episode where he put a piece of wood with nails sticking up because they couldn't stop parking on his grass.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. I said he could have easily fixed that with a simple privacy fence. Correct. Easy. They would have had to hit the fence to park there. And honestly, I don't even understand. They have, and on some of these episodes, they have actual pictures of the real evidence of what happened. And sometimes they have footage of the actual altercations as well. So I could see this really going like a fear thy neighbor route, because I was so mad. I told my husband, I said, look, I'm about to go slash every tire in the driveway, because the mother was like, oh, she knows better, she would never, blah blah blah. So then this is what really pissed me off even more, because I took it to the tire shop and he said, oh, this is clearly a knife, let me show you. And he showed me exactly how the knife went in there, but the dummies didn't slice it right because he was able to plug it.
Wow.
So, I mean, it was just an inconvenience for me because I was late for work. And, of course, Derek had to put the spare on it. And I had to take it to the tire shop, get a plug. It was just an inconvenience. I was, to pop it back to seal it or whatever. But it was just very inconvenient and it pissed me off. And it was my tire. Who are you to cut my tire because you were in my driveway?
Your driveway, girl. And
blocking my driveway. My driveway where I pay mortgage and you live in rent free with your mama and your daddy.
Yep.
Like, come on.
There was a situation. Could have went that way, but eventually it ended up being settled, which was a good thing. But we had the same issue where it would be a car that always park. Now, I do understand this may be public parking, but I'm going to be honest with you. And there ain't no such thing as public parking in front of my house.
And I get it. No. I get it.
That's where I park.
I understand, because I didn't like when people park in front of my house. But that's a conversation. And I think if you have that conversation respectfully and as an adult, they will understand and they'll move the car. Because that's happened to me before, like when I had limited parking in front of my house and I was having like a get together or something. And I would say, hey, do you mind if I park in front of, you mind if some of my guests park in front of your house? It wasn't a big deal. It would that, oh, okay, yeah, that's fine, that's cool. Or, so the thing is, all things can be handled in a way. And also, I think a lot of people are so caught up on me, that they don't take the time to put themselves in someone else's shoes. Like, empathy is so big today. Like, just put yourself in somebody's shoes. Like, would you want to park all the way like five houses down the street and have to walk home
to your house while a guest parks in front of your house? No.
Correct. Absolutely.
For a guest, you need to walk five blocks
down or five houses down the street. Correct. This is my home. I'm going to be here all night. You're going to be leaving in about 2 hours. I am going to be here the rest of the night. Like, I need my spot.
Correct. Or your guests or the house that you're visiting should make accommodations where you can park
in their driveway or in front of their house
or in their yard.
Of course, yeah, I agree. Of course, because some of these neighborhoods, these developers don't care nothing. They don't care about parking. And it shows, because when I'm looking at some of these neighborhoods, I'm just like, where are folks supposed to park? And don't let you have a baby shower or a housewarming or a cookout, because people parking all the way down the street.
Yes, they are.
But I just feel like a conversation, like a lot of those cases could have just been a conversation. But me, I didn't have no more conversations. After I talked to the mother and the mother was in denial, Derek talked to the stepfather, and he believed it, but he wanted to see proof, which if I had proof, I would have called the police. and got her butt locked up. But I did not have proof. But I mean, you know you did it, and you got your laughs off. But the next week, child, she was out there. Her car was smoking, and she had to jump start. She had to be jumping in the car to get her car to start. Girl, I said karma is something else. Like, everybody that tries to mess with me or sabotage me, and I am not, you know, I'm not being ugly. I'm just trying to do the right thing. I always see them fall down in a pit, and it's just like, honey, like, just do what's right. What's wrong with doing what's right?
Yep.
So
I had a question for you, Mitri.
Yo, team, what?
So, because, you know, we was talking about Feel Thy Neighbor, and the thing is, they never moved. So, right. Because they didn't move, it always ended up
in death or somebody seriously hurt.
Correct. So, was that your, like, so when it came to the situation, did y'all end up moving to avoid the
conversation? Absolutely. Absolutely. This is the thing. So we knew we wanted to move. I just, in my head, I did not want the task of moving. I didn't want to pack all the stuff up. I didn't want to stage the house. I didn't want to do all of the hard part that comes with selling of the home. So when that happened, that was like God putting a fire under my rear end. Because that very same day, after my tire was fixed, my husband and I, we went and got a storage unit and started putting stuff in storage so the house could be clear. So when people come to look at it, it wasn't as cluttered with all of our personal belongings. So that day started an effort, and I still have the pictures in my phone of when she was doing all that mess. But we sold our home fairly quickly. We sold our home maybe 4 or 5 months after that happened. And it was the best decision because I have peaceful neighbors now. They don't bother me. I don't bother them. And but I could have seen that could have really went real Fear Thy Neighborish real quick. Because I wasn't thinking with a level head when the guy told me that it was a clear slice, it was a knife. And he even showed me, he put his pocket knife in there and said, "See, this is clear. This didn't happen from any debris in the road. It didn't happen from a nail." He said somebody stabbed the tire with a knife, and he showed the cut. It was a clean cut, almost like a surgeon cut. So we knew that it was intentionally done. And my car hadn't moved since I had pulled in the driveway that day. So yeah. But yeah, I mean, and the house sold quickly, which was good for us. And I do realize, like, with Fear Thy Neighbor, that is an older show. So there are a lot of episodes back when the housing crisis was in full effect. So a lot of people, they didn't have the option to sell their home. You know, they didn't have the option to sell their home or leave. So they just did what they thought was best. And sometimes, honey, sometimes you got to walk away. I honestly think if my situation had gotten that bad, I probably in one of those situations where the guy with all the dogs. There was one episode, a guy had 50 dogs in the backyard at one time, and it stunk. And it was just bad. And I was just like, at that point, when he got all those dogs, honey, I'm going to rent my house out to somebody, and I'm going to move in an apartment and try to sell my house after the fact. You know, I don't know.
You got to do whatever you need to do to gain your peace and your safety because...
Correct. Because...
people are just freaking nuts.
Yeah, and some of them episodes, people just walk right in the house. Walk right in the house and shoot people up.
Exactly. Crazy.
There were multiple episodes where people just walked right in their house and just lost it.
Yep, just walk right in their house. And I'm like, y'all don't believe in locked doors?
Sometimes some of them shot the door locks off.
Well, yeah, you're right about that.
What about the episode where the guy he pulled his landlord in the basement with him and beat her, and he and blew the house up?
You know what? The thing that kind of made me a little irritated about the landlord,
she put up with it for so long.
He put up with it.
Okay, his behavior.
Kept telling her
something's wrong.
They having issues with him. Mm-hmm. Something's wrong. And she just didn't want to listen. Then mm-hmm. he gets locked up. She decides she wants to bail him out and offer him to move back in. And I'm like, what the heck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And that's another thing. It's like sometimes some of them be putting that on themselves.
Yeah, a lot of the cases they put it on themselves.
And sometimes I'd be like, yo, think.
Correct. And you know something else, what gets me is like all the warning signs are there. Like you have every warning sign that you're living next to a psychopath. You don't have to be right. Like in a lot of these situations, people lose a father, a mother, a husband. Like, it's just crazy. A brother.
Yep. Just like it was one of the episodes, the husband and the wife was having issues with the neighbor. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty much regarding, it was their dog that the person was having an issue with. And he told his wife, maybe they should get a gun. And she was like, no, we don't believe in guns. And I'm like, girl, didn't you see the neighbor pull a gun out on you? Don't you think you might want to at least get some protection?
Correct.
Or something like that?
Correct.
And then come to find out, here was the sad part. She said something told her to tell her husband to come in early for dinner. She didn't do that. So he ended up getting killed by his neighbor.
And the thing is, these people, like, I feel like a lot of these neighbors are looking for a problem. There have been many episodes that I have watched where people carry their pistol on their hip anytime they are out in the yard. There's no reason you should have a gun while you cutting your grass.
Yeah, some of them was definitely looking
for a fight.
They just wanted to do with their neighbor. What are the reason to try to shoot somebody?
Right. There was one more story I kind of want to get into. There was another story where the fellow, he ended up, so he shot two people. So he shot a man maybe 3 months before he shot the next person, but he got off for that first shooting because they ruled it as self-defense. So in his mind, he thought he was going to get off for self-defense too. But this man went and hunted this guy down, shot him multiple times, then went over his body and shot him standing over his body. At that point, it's not self-defense. It is murder. Because yep. you are not shooting him to protect yourself. You're shooting him to kill him. Because if he's already down, there's no need to stand over him and put another bullet in him.
Yep. I totally agree.
So it's just crazy. And, you know, I keep saying there's another episode. And I think about this other episode. It was so crazy. This old, like, and a lot of times you hear the story and the neighbors talking about it. And you know something that really that gets me with these neighbors too? You know how some of the neighbors are blurring their faces out and being anonymous.
Yeah.
And they're partial.
In the dark or something.
And they're partial to one person's behavior. Like you can clearly see they were on one side or the other. But sometimes they be defending people doing crazy stuff. And it's like, I know why you don't want nobody to see you, because you're defending a maniac. They were completely.
What episode? It was a lady that was doing just that thing, and I wanted to come to the screen and slap her.
Let me see your dumb ass face. You know, that's what I want to see.
That neighbor was the problem, and you over here justifying why they were
correct.
Like, come on.
Yeah, and it's a lot of people that justify the antagonizer, and in a lot of cases, both of them are antagonizers. Because everybody wants to be right, or everybody wants to get the upper hand. And sometimes it's okay not to have the upper hand. It's okay just to walk away with peace. Like, and you look, and some of these cases, they kill somebody, and honey, they live in that house. They still stay there after they done killed that person for 30 more years in the house.
I know, which is crazy.
Yeah, or somebody gets killed and they move away after they get killed. Why didn't you do that before somebody got killed?
Exactly. You decide to move after
2 months after you, like, why couldn't you have spared your husband's life, or spared your wife's life, or spared your child's life, and just move before it gets, because you can tell that it's getting very volatile. You can tell that it's getting volatile.
Absolutely.
So, T, let me ask you something. What are your major takeaways from this show, Fear Thy Neighbor?
my major takeaways is, once you start seeing the signs, it's either if you person, because they still messing with you, you need to figure out a way to start packing your stuff and moving.
Correct. Also, the cops do not help, and they can't really, because it's a he say she say match.
Yeah,
and if you ever get into a situation like this, don't let it get to this point. Put your cameras up.
Yep.
As soon as you move in, because the thing is, a lot of times people don't put the cameras up till stuff start going wrong.
Correct. Like,
go ahead and put your cameras up already, so you don't have to wait till something goes on to put your cameras up. But it's always good to have alarm system, cameras, motion lights, stuff like that.
Yep. And have you some protection?
Yes. Get your gun, get your pistol, go to the range, shoot it a couple times so you know how to use it. Get you a shotty. You know, if your aim ain't good, all you got to do is bust one off at the front door and let them know you ain't playing. Like, don't come in here messing with me.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, you know what, T? I know we said we about to wrap it up, but you know what a lot of the problems were too? Pets were a big issue.
Both of them got into it over dogs.
Dogs and cats.
Girl.
And it's just like, really?
I can't let this one slide.
Go.
Oh, one of the episodes, the guy was like, because the neighbor had an issue of his dog, you know, trying to bite him. So everybody is not good with dogs. Some people are afraid of dogs. So he wanted him to put his dog up. And he was like, well, if he had an issue with a dog, he should have just stayed in the house. I was like, what?
Girl. Okay.
Stay in the house.
Yeah, this is my house. I should be able to come out whenever I want to in my yard. Correct. Without the dog bothering me or harassing me, because this is my property.
If you don't want to put your dog on a leash, at least train your dog to stay in the yard, or get one of those shock collars.
Yeah, or invisible fence. Yeah. So let me, one more. That brings my head to that other story. Do you remember the case where the girl was mauled to death by the pit bull?
Yeah,
she was going out to go watch, because she had a house that she had cats in, that she was going to go feed the cats in the house. She had like 12 cats in the house, going to go feed them, and they think that the husband and the wife let the dog out on her, because they said they show actual pictures of the scene, and it was horrific. I mean, it was human flesh up and down the driveway. I mean, they mauled her to death. That had to be a very painful and just a long death. It was crazy.
It was
really crazy.
And that's another takeaway. If you have pets, put your dogs on a leash, or get one of those electric fences, like Beecher said.
Correct. And don't let
your dogs stay in the yard. Like, it's, I understand you want to treat your dogs like family, like children or whatever, but at the same time, you can't be mad at the safety measures other people take if your dog is on their property or trying to attack them.
Correct. And a lot of times, another thing I've seen is them letting little kids play with big dogs that don't belong to them.
Correct. If you're not familiar with that dog, I will advise you not to allow your kids to play with the dog.
Correct. Correct. And know where your kids are. Because there was one case where the kid had went over to the neighbor's house to play with the dog because he loved dogs. The parents didn't know he was over there. And the dog bit the little boy.
And yep. And like, then she's going to get mad at the person talking about go send him the hospital bill. First and foremost, the kid is on his property.
Hello. And that's another thing where I was just like, you know, be aware of your surroundings. And also, as a pet owner, you should know who's over playing with your dog, too. Like, if you hear some people out there, like, I mean, there are so many ways to stop this stuff. So I guess we could go back to our takeaways. Number one, if you are unfamiliar, you need to familiarize yourself with your surroundings, who you're surrounded by, where your kids are, and know if somebody else is on your property, because there have been cases where people get hurt on somebody else's property. So you just got to be careful and know your surroundings. And if your neighbor is a bit weird, stay away from them. Don't yep. bother them. Don't agitate the situation. Sometimes it's better not to say anything at all. If it's not hurting you, just don't say anything about it. I mean, correct. I don't know. Or move.
Just because you live in the neighborhood don't mean that you and your neighbors need to be friends.
Hello. And a lot of it started out as healthy correct. Friendships.
Correct. To be honest with you, I don't have to be friends with my neighbors. I'd rather go in my house, mind my own business, come and go as I need to be, and not even get to know my neighbors like that.
You know, because some of them get too friendly and get too comfortable with you.
Exactly. And then that's when all this chaos and stuff start going. I feel like if y'all just go in your own separate homes, if you want to speak while you coming and going, cool. But we don't have to hang around each other like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we ain't got to be best friends.
Right. I got to be friends. I am okay.
Right. Okay. Well, this was a good episode. This could have gone longer because it's, what, seven seasons?
Yes.
About 40 episodes a season. Child, it's some crazy people in this world and some crazy neighbors, and I'm glad them motherfuckers ain't my neighbors. That's all
facts.
I got to say.
It's a girl. Facts on top of facts.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk, and
ayo.
And that is the Inside Scoop. Make sure you tune in again for another great episode.
I'm your host, Tanisha Javon.
And I'm your co-host, Mitra.
And when you check in with us, it's No Gossip, Just Talk. Ciao for now.
For those who may not know me, my name is Corinne. My father was murdered and it left me truly broken. All I have left is my sister and mother. But unfortunately, my mother is not present. She's battling her own demons, and the sad part about all of this, I hate her. Not only that, I hate me too. And honestly, I'm lost with no direction. To learn more about my life, read volume 1 and 2, If Only I Had a Home.
Go over to my website at Tanisha Peak. That is TENISHAP with a double EK.com and grab your books today. Ciao for now.
It's Grady Baby Podcast. What's up? It's Derek and Mitra from It's Grady Baby Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at @its_grady_baby_. Give us your feedback. Give us topics. We want to hear from you. Shout out scenarios. Check out our latest segment from last week. You won't be disappointed.
So I pull it out and just show it to you. I don't even say nothing.
He's sticking his head, struggling to get something out of me, and just gets it out in my face. And of course, I'm like, oh shit.